Blog Talk Radio.
Your favorite oldies at Versatile Radio.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
Thank you.
but to say that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Stealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hold her head and say, Papa was a
Radio, your favorite oldies. Bringing it. Can't. Stop. Won't stop. Into 2014. With you. All the way. The way.
In the meantime, in between time. If you work your thing, then I'll work mine. We came here together. We can have fun. Me and you, baby.
Somebody, please. Give me just a minute. Thank you.
make some noise. Where you at?
Versatile Radio. The unity is now.
Sunday night, oldies on Versatile Radio, with Junior and Senior.
Bye.
Sunday night oldies on Versatile Radio with Junior and Senior.
No!
Sunday Night Oldies on Versatile Radio with Junior and Senior.
Hi, this is Gillette.
Yeah. Welcome to the Sunday Night Special. OD.
We got the Sunday Night.
Yeah, Sunday Night Special. We got Mary. We got a new guy coming in with us right here, Mr. Louie. Louie, you there, man?
That's right. Yeah, I'm right here. What's up, brother?
Yeah. Well, man, just right here, man. I got Eric right here too, man, on the line. This is Eric is Louie. Louie, this is Eric.
All right, yeah, Eric.
How you doing?
All right.
So what's going on, man? How you guys doing out there, man?
Oh,
Well, we're doing one for all that stuff.
Yeah, the Chargers. Tell us a little bit about that, Louie.
Excuse me.
We
went out to Cincinnati and put it down. You know?
That's how it goes, man.
The city of
San
Diego.
How about the rest of the season? How was the rest of the season of the Chargers?
Huh?
I said, how was the rest of the season of the Chargers?
Hey, the rest of the season is going to go fine, man. This is the year we define destiny, man.
Yeah, man. That's right. But hey, listen, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and play this jam right here, man. Going out to Joker out in Casablanca. This is
what's
the three
on Casablanca.
So happy. Yeah.
Casablanca, yes. Okay.
I'm so happy. Benny Gonzalez, East Coast, to the West, to the Coast, on Versatile Radio.
Back, everybody. So, that was Benny Gonzalez. Yeah, man, I like that jam. Una flor. Going on, going on. We got Mary. We got Mary on the line. I think Mary is on. What's up, Mary? You there?
Yeah. I'm here. Happy New Year to everybody. Welcome back to Versatile Radio. I want to welcome Louis to the show. How you doing, Louis?
I'm doing good, Mari. Happy New Year to you, too.
I just want to give a shout out to everybody, all our supporters out there, everybody that's been listening to us throughout the year of 2013. A whole lot of struggles over here on this end, but as you know, Can't Stop, Won't Stop. We're going to keep on going with that one love. We got a whole lot of new things in store for you guys. So, we'll be announcing that via flyer, via whatever else it is. And, once again, welcome Mr. Louis Verdugo to the show. Louis got a whole lot of good stuff for you guys. A lot of good shows for Real Talk Tuesday with Mr. Carlos Trejos, and we also are doing some things with Freestyle Paradise Radio, or actually otherwise known as Freestyle Paradise Radio, now known as DMA Radio with Mr. DJ Shadow out there in New York City. So you guys want to hang tight for all that. There's going to be some good stuff coming up. A whole lot of good artists that are lined up. And, welcome to 2014 over Tower Radio, baby.
You got it.
Baby. Yeah.
It started off pretty good. The year started off pretty good with the Chargers winning this game. So,
that's your. I'm going to let you guys talk about that because you already know I'm a straight cowgirl.
I'm a Ram guy. I'm a Ram guy.
You were. You were on your fleet.
But there's going to be Cali somewhere in there.
And we keep it versatile even on the team because everybody got a different team. Ain't nobody. I don't think there's any Raiders fans here. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we have a lot of Raiders, a lot of Raiders fans that are listening. So, we don't hate. We collaborate right here at Versatile Radio.
We collaborate.
Way. Yeah. So, may the best team win. That's all I gotta say. So, we'll be right back right now, Versatile Radio.
Not well.
Que yo soy un borracho, eso dice la gente. Que tú eres muy decente para ser mi mujer. Pero ellos no comprenden que esto es mi destino. Que las copas que tomo brindo por tu querer. A veces yo presiento que algún día te alejes, que algún día me dejes herido el corazón, pero quiero que sepas que eres tú mi vida y que este es mi destino, el maldito licor. Mi última quiero pensar no más en ti. Mi última parranda será cuando tú me dejes a mí. Será pensar no más en ti. Thank you.
what you want me to be.
Welcome back, Versatile Radio, Oldie Show. What's going on, gentlemen?
Yeah, what's up, young man?
Yeah, what's up, what's up, Eric, man? We had lost you for there for a minute.
Radio. You guys got practically the whole Versatile crew right here. We got Mr. Eddie Carlos on the line with us also. And
Eddie Carlos in the house.
And you know this. Appreciate that, bro. You know, for whoever don't know, you know, the crew right here at Versatile Radio, we've all been going through our own little thing, you know, trying to make things fresh, new for 2014 and all of our lives. So, we're still doing it. We're all right here together. Once again, we welcome Mr. Louis Verdugo to the show.
Louis,
right here with Mr. Eric Bush, of course.
How you feeling, y'all?
Myself and you know, we want to, you know, just throw out a whole lot of thanks to all the supporters out there and everybody listening in and that it's been patient and waiting for our shows to air. Things are going to do get better for you guys. And all of our goals are definitely going to be reached in 2014. So once again, we thank you. Mr. Luis Verdugo, I mentioned in one of our last segments that he's going to be joining us on the Real Talk Tuesday shows. Also will be
yes.
with us on Sunday Night Oldie show. If you guys have not listened to that Real Talk Tuesday show, that thing's banging. We got a whole lot of our staff on that show are actually very high. And Mr. Luis Verdugo has a whole lot to offer. You know, also Mr. Eddie Carlos, we're always, you know, on the sidelines, in the background, you know, checking it out. Mr. Carlos Trejos, as you guys already know, a little bit about his background. Well, Mr. Luis Verdugo has a little bit more as far as, you know, his road, you know, down that crooked road into where he's at now. And
yeah, I wanted to ask him about that. Man.
And share a little bit, Mr. Verdugo, about, you know, just real quick, short, because I already know you could talk. You know what I'm saying? this is the oldie show, so we're going to go ahead and just, like, introduce.
Yeah,
you,
I like that. I like
and,
that.
And give give a little bit of, you know, a short background testimony of, real quick, where you're from, what a little bit about what you went through, and why you are where you're at now, and where you're going.
Okay, well, thank you for the introduction. Just like Mary said, my name is Louis. I'm from Oceanside, California. I was born here in Tijuana, Mexico, deported right now, here in Tijuana right now. I'm presently in a Calvary Chapel here in Tijuana, serving full-time. You know, just going right through the motions, you know, with the deportation thing and, you know, I just didn't want to get stuck out there in the streets, so I had to seek refuge, you know, from the storm, you know, because it's a stormy weather out here in Tijuana. And for anyone who just comes out here, the people that come out here,
That's
you know,
why I wouldn't even go. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They don't have, you know, goals, and they don't have no help and stuff like that. But thank God that I do have support from my family and stuff like that. So, you know, I had to get my screws on tight in order for me to, you know, to get here where I'm at right now and serving where I'm at, you know, in a small capacity.
Yeah.
But, you know, God is faithful. And,
that's right, man. That's right.
So, you know, my background is just basically, you know, just drugs in the neighborhood. And, you know, I'm not here to impress anybody because I know everybody has their own life history, you know. I'm no bum.
Now, Louis,
you know?
Okay, let me ask you something, man. How long you been out there in TJ, bro?
I've been deported for 8 months.
8 months? All right. So you've been out in TJ this whole time?
I've been here in Tijuana the whole time, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's it's rough out there, bro, man. That's why I came out here. I came out here to Tecate, dog. It's actually pretty cool out here. It's like, it's mellow. All the homies that tell me about TJ, how it is over there, man. TJ and Mexicali, those are the two places you want. You know what I mean? From what I've heard, you know?
It's what you make of it, you know?
Right.
It's what you make of it because you can be in the worst environment and still, you know, as long as you got your head screwed on tight, you know, you can make it anywhere, you know?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
It's not the geographical location.
It's just a little harder over there in TJ, though, man. I mean,
I'm going to interrupt you two right quick, okay? We do keep it real. No matter what it may seem like, it's always going to be real. Mr. Trejos, you say, like, it's a little bit hard over there. Now, keeping it real, you guys are both in the same place. No matter where it's at, you guys are both in the same situation. You guys came out and are coming out of one of the, in my opinion, because I've experienced what it might be like to be in your guys' place, but you guys are coming out of what, like I said, in my opinion, is the most devastating thing that could happen to somebody.
It is.
You hear me?
Exiled.
And still be alive.
Exiled. Yeah.
All right. So to all the audience, Mr. Carlos Trejos, you know, he's over there on the other side. He's on the other side of the border also. You know, a whole lot of our listeners, they are, you know, Latino background, and you know, they got the Chicano background, you know, they got familia and family members that have been deported. A whole lot of that has been going on for the past, 10 years, you guys, to where they're not putting up with nothing. You know, no matter how old you were, when you got brought to America, if you mess up, bam, they're going to deport you. It's just the most devastating thing that could ever happen. These two men right here, Mr. Carlos Trejos and Mr. Luis Verdugo, who, you know, I can't thank God enough for bringing him into our lives again. He that's like a brother to us, and it's just a blessing, you guys. You know, they're surviving over there. They've already, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell a story because we're gonna make them listen in. You know what I mean? Trejos is over there. They've both been deported. They are forbidden from coming back to America, and that's what Mr. Trejos is talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, but see, we're not throwing a pity party here. You know, we put ourselves in this situation, and so, you know, it's just you know, I'm here by the grace of God, and God has brought me, you know, in the place where I'm at right now, and so, you know, just like I said, you know, it's what you make of it. If you come out here and you throw yourself in the streets, what's going to happen? The streets are going to eat you alive, you know?
Sure.
But the thing is, too, that we accept it, dog. We accept, like, I'm not saying we as us. I'm saying we as a society, as people, accept it, the fact that they could throw us in jail and turn us into slaves in there. Because they're working you, they're working you in a shop, and you're doing things, making money for them, bringing them money, and they're paying you chump change a day, pennies, you know?
Right.
And then they want to kick you out, you know?
Yes, exactly. And that is the kind of things, to all our listeners, that we do touch down on our Real Talk shows with Mr. Carlos Trejos, who started the Real Talk shows. You guys, so stay tuned for our Real Talk Tuesdays with Mr. Carlos Trejos, Mr.
Yeah.
Luis Verdugo, Eddie Carlos. Hey, bro, are you still with us?
Big Eddie.
Eddie.
Eddie's like, huh?
Yeah, no, he probably has. No. He, you know, like I said, you know. Yeah.
Sorry about that. I was trying to put you guys. He went out the room real quick, but he's here.
Mm-hmm. And that everybody is one of your favorite hosts, Miss Sandra Z, right there. Yeah, Sandra.
What's up,
so,
guys? How you doing?
Hey.
You want to say Happy New Year to everybody?
Happy New Year's, everybody. We're already like on the 5th, but you know, we already began.
Okay.
2014.
Mr. Verdugo, I didn't mean to cut you off, and you know, I wasn't trying to, you know, give out any kind of vibes to pull in any type of pity party, but just basically, you know, wanted to announce to everybody who you were, because you are going to be, you know, completely stable right here with us as far as one of our co-hosts on the other side. You have a whole lot to offer, and may God's will be done through everything that is happening with Versatile Radio, TC Productions, and all the hosts that are involved. Mr. Eric Bush, are you still with us, Mr. Bush?
Eric Bush, he's here. He's here.
What's up, Mr. Doozit?
Hey,
what's up? How are you?
Hey, Eric, he's like, huh, what happened?
No, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm chilling.
Like, Wait.
How are you chilling, though?
How am I chilling?
How are you chilling?
I just
want to know, because I chill a lot, and I just want to know, like, I want a little bit more familiar out here in the free world what it is to actually chill besides Mary's own version of chilling. Well, how are you chilling?
I'm just relaxed. I got me a little
that?
Candle burning. We got it dark
okay.
up in here.
I'm familiar with that.
Just chilling.
Chilling. Versatile Radio, baby.
There you go.
Right back. Yeah. This is Father MC right here. And MC Magic.
Father in the heavens. thank you for your love.
What you've done for me, how you hung up on the cross and shed your blood for me. And no one could tell me, Father, you ain't real, 'cause you're the only one that ever answered my appeal and let me out of a sentence of death. That's why I will praise you, Lord, till my last breath. I owe my life to you, 'cause you gave me everything, and I will serve you with my strength and bow before my King.
The magic man break down like this to let the Lord know how much I appreciate the things he did. Ever since I was young, he held my hand and held me right, guided me through all the good things in life. You know that's right, so I get down on my knees today and say with BLVD, Lord, muchas gracias for being there for me. The longest days, the darkest nights, no matter what happened in my life, I felt that you was always in my heart and on my side.
Oh,
You know what I wonder sometimes? Like, do you know how far we can go if you could only believe in me? Yeah, imagine that.
Did you know that I meant when I say it, when I told you I loved you, loved you? And did you know I was really sincere when I couldn't go creeping, creeping around? And everything that I told you I'd be for you, I could really be for you, baby. Just give me a chance and let me show.
Trying to show you trust in the beauty of being friends. They just wanna love you and leave you, cut it and sleaze you, tell the world how they beat you. I'm trying to show you something deeper. Movie night at the crib, double feature. Turn off your phone, you come on. We in the lovemaking marathon. You hit notes you never known. In the streets I need chrome and ammunition, but at home you just want me to listen. Check it, your friends is hating cause they fail at dating, messing with your concentration, and it kills them that I'm your fascination. Picture life as my wife, just think. Full length sable, 7 carats in your navel. Ballers inside the club try to sing you they best, but tattoos on your chest spelling N-A-S. Tanning, no bikini in the sands of Fiji, Miami and my Lamborghini, KC, believe me.
All I needed you to do was believe in us, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's the way love goes.
Versatile radio. Can't stop. Can't stop. Won't stop. Won't stop. Won't stop. Won't stop. Versatile Radio. Let's go.
One love.
Yeah, welcome back to
So rough,
Radio.
So tough.
That right there was Joker from Casablanca right here in the Big Riva, going out to the Garcias in Casablanca. And we're going to go ahead and replay that song right after the segment, and we're going to go ahead and continue to shout out for Joker right there in Casablanca. Thank you. Thank you so much for all the support and all the love, mija. Yeah, I'm going to catch down on that a little bit later. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah. Hey, big shout out to the homeboys out there in CB. Yeah, man. That's right. Shooting down helicopters. Remember that back in the days?
That was the brown beret.
Sorry. Yeah, can everybody hear me?
Can hear you.
What's going on, man? Yeah, that jam. Woo wee. That's a jam right there. Hey, what's that take you back to, Eric?
That takes me back to the 80s.
Take me back to Jerry Curl.
Yeah.
Hey, what about you, Big Louie, man? What was that taking you back to, man?
El Cortez Hotel, San Diego, man.
Yeah.
What about Shorty and Sandra? What does that song take you back to, y'all? Being that, you know, that came from the homie right there from Casablanca and the Big Riva. What does it take you back to, Sandra?
I'm sorry, I'm not from there, and I don't know what song.
I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying that you know, I'm just, you know, yeah. we don't gangbang. You already know, yeah.
That was the best way
not to be. Okay.
Hey, I heard that change of voice up there. Was like, hey, I didn't even say that.
Where's my brother at?
He just walked out. He just handed me the phone and he's like,
hey, when the mics go live, he wants to walk out all of a sudden, huh? What's really going on over there? Hey, this is my first night away from my brother and my sister-in-law's pad. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm a little canton right now. Finally.
What?
And but it sounds like they're having a whole lot of fun without me there, damn it.
No, right?
I'm always doing the damn thing right here, trying to.
Nah, yeah. But, on that note, you know, I just want to, you know, show a whole lot of appreciation for my brother and my sister-in-law because they were there for me, you know what I'm saying?
I just saw your post. I was like, what? For sure. You know damn well my house is always open to you.
So, Louie, can you hear us, Louie and Mr. Bush?
I'm here. I can hear you well.
All right. Louie, what is in store for you as far as, I don't even like the word New Year's resolutions and all that, but, you know, to each his own, but what are you claiming for the year of 2014?
Well, just waiting to see what God has in store, you know, just, you know, whenever you think you got things figured out, it just, you know, it just turns out that God turns things around and stuff like that. It hits you in the, you know, gears you in a different direction. It's just, you know, just waiting on Him and seeing what, you know, what He's planned. Because His plans are perfect, you know. And, you know, my plans, you know, they can just fizzle out and stuff like that. But whatever He has in store for me and, you know, for anyone that trusts in Him, you know, He's got a better plan, believe me.
Awesome.
Most definitely, yeah. And
once again,
you know, I'm grateful and always staying blessed and highly favored in the name of Versatile Radio and TC Productions. You know, on that note, Louie, hey, Sandra, where's my brother at?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, on that note, you know, this is what I would like to do, Mr. Verdugo, if you don't mind. I would really like to, you know, say a little prayer right now for Versatile Radio and TC Productions for the year of 2014. Can you go ahead and lead us in that right now?
Yeah, sure. I'd be delighted. It's my privilege. Heavenly Father, I just come before your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, just exalting your name right here on the radio, Lord God, and just praying that, Father, whatever plans you may have in store for each and every one of us, Lord God, that you may manifest your glory in the hearts of our lives, Lord God, and that you would just indeed, Father, be glorified in each and every one of our lives, Lord. Father, we know that the party's going to be over at one time, Lord, the party's only going to last so much. And we know that you have something better in store for each and every one of us. We will just trust you. And, Lord, I just pray for all the listeners, Lord God, for everyone that is listening right now. I just pray that whatever it is that they may be going through, Lord God, whatever storms that they may be riding in right now, I just pray that you would just be right there with them, Lord God. You would just come alongside of them and just assure them that you're right there. You never left. You're always been there. And, Lord God, I just thank you for the fact that you never left my side. And I know that you have good things in store for each and every one of us, and we just trust you. And I just pray, Lord God, that you will bless Versatile Radio, Lord God, and use it to bring honor and glory to your name, Lord God, and that you would just, indeed, just, Father, just manifest yourself in a mighty and powerful way, Lord God. For we know that if you used a donkey, Lord God, to rebuke a prophet, that it was just sliding away from you, Lord God, we know that you can use whatever means at your disposal, Lord God, to glorify yourself. And I just thank you, and I praise you, and I pray for Marty, and I pray for Carlos, and I pray for Eddie, his wife, and for Eric, Lord God, and for everyone listening, Lord God, for those who are responding on Facebook right now, Father, we just pray that you would just be right there with them, Lord God. And I just love you and praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that prayer, Mr. Verdugo. I appreciate that, you know. And, you know, on that note, también, I want to go ahead and me personally, the CEO of Versatile Radio and TC Productions, I dedicate the whole show, the whole production company, to the Lord our Father Jesus Christ for the year of 2014. There's nothing better that I can do for everything bad that I've done and been in my life. Let it be a testimony unto you, Father God. And I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. We'll be right back right here at Versatile Radio, back with the oldies. And getting back
Versatile
to
Versatile Radio.
Yeah. Joker's dedication right here. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm. We had more bounce.
Hey.
Yeah.
We apologize for that little long pause right there. Hey, Eddie Carlos and Sandra, are you guys still with us? All right, look at that. Anyways, here we go once again. So Russell, this song right here is going out to the Royal Domains of Casablanca right here in the Big Riva from Joker. Bump that, Carlos.
Yeah, yeah, Versatile Radio.
We can't go nowhere because Julio Mena, featuring Stevie B, on Versatile Radio.
I thought I heard somebody in the background like, hey, like real low, like, hey, don't you know I'm crazy? Wait a minute. What's happening?
All right. Welcome back to Versatile Radio, everybody.
You're
back
Mary,
in the
you?
House with the whole Versatile Radio crew. We got Eddie Carlos and they're back on the line. They thought they were talking to us when the whole time their mics were muted, as I said. But, you know, like I said, you know, they're having a little good time over there, so it's all good. We did pray to the year of 2014, in case you guys did not hear that.
Yeah, we heard that. Amen, amen.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Carlos, are you hearing things over there, huh?
Yeah, I'm hearing things, man. I got to get some acid flashbacks sometimes.
That means they got to prescribe you some Seroquel.
I know, right? Yeah, that's what I told them,
right?
But they don't listen.
I think the Lord's talking to them.
It was Eric talking about the doozy.
Right? And check this out. I'm going to go ahead and bump some tripolar right here. This is Live to Tell Music with TC Productions right here on Live to Tell Radio. Go ahead, Ben. There you go. Speak up, bro.
Hey. What's up, man?
Hey, Carlos.
We can hear you.
What's up?
What's your link for YouTube, does it?
Oh, Eric.
I just gotta go to YouTube and just look at Doozy, baby.
Doozy, baby.
Look at the Doozy. Everybody on YouTube, look at the Doozy. You'll see who Eric Bushler is.
Uh-huh.
I'm
confused with
the Doozy.
We'll be right back.
That's bipolar.
DC Productions. Tripolar. Live. To tell. Music.
Yeah. Ton of beats. Drop it. Remember those from the start till you came up. Since you're yours from the heart. gonna take up the scripture, will make you break down. Smooth like licking constrict, yeah, make the bass drown. I'm always rolling, making it look easy. Raise the ball, wake the ball, they can't see me. Believing nothing and nothing, found that they go. Release the suffering and dump it all on these fake hoes. Spit these balls through my balls, it'll break ya. This is the yours from the heart of a gangster.
I've been struggling my whole life. I think it's time to make a move. It's time to get up out the hood. I done pay my dues. I gotta pick my head up and get this paper.
Ooh. One day I'll make it right. I'm standing above the fight, watching all my homies down. I'm drowning in the night, trying to catch my breath. Yet I'm blessed with less than sorrow, but I'm trying to fit and find my gift. You cook for tomorrow. Now I don't care if it's the last thing I do. Concealing all my feelings, but I'll make it up to you.
Pray the year in for your own lives and, you know, do everything that you never thought you could or that you never had the strength to. You can do it with the strength of God. And once again, we thank you, Mr. Louis Verdugo, Mr. Eddie Carlos, my brother Shorty, but Sandra, I want to thank you guys, you know, for being there for me and, you know, everything that, you know, that for me right there. And I just, you know, want to stress the fact that I love you.
Sure, right. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Shout out to my
girl
Cecilia. I love you, girl.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night. baby. How you doing? Come on in here. Got some hot chocolate in the stove waiting for you. Listen, first things first, let me hang up that coat. Damn, how's your day today? Did you miss me? Yeah, you did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much I followed you today. That's right. Now close your mouth, cause you cold busted. That's right, now sit down here. Sit down here, so upset with you, don't know what to do. And my first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. We're about to jam you and flat blast both of you. But I ain't want to mess with this $3,700 Lynx coat. So instead, I chill. That's right. Chill, then I went to the bank. Took out every dime. And then I went and canceled all those credit cards. Yeah. All your charge counts. Yeah. I stuck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah, that's right. Everything. Everything. You fly with me. Nah, don't go looking in that closet. Because you ain't got nothing in there. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for you in the guest room. That's right. What was you thinking about? Huh? What you trying to prove? Juice. You know, I gave you a silk suit, Gucci handbag, blue diamonds. I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce. Now I can't give you nothing but advice, because you're still young. That's right, you're still young. I hope you learn a valuable lesson from all this. You know?
I'm going
to find somebody like me one of these days. Until then, you know what you got to do? You got to get on out of here with that Alicat coat wearing, hush puppy shoe wearing, crumb cake I saw you with. Because you dismissed.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, everybody goes back to school tomorrow. They go back to work tomorrow. They go back to doing their own thing. 2014, you guys make that good. Make it good. Make some changes. Down to the way you walk. Make that change. One little simple change.
The Chargers.
Oh, I thought he said the Dodgers.
No, the Chargers. Come on,
I'll pick up the ball. Well, you know, I'm just straight. You know, I'm Dodger blue sick with it. So that's my language. And okay. Go ahead.
I just want to remind everybody that Tuesday, we got Real Talk Tuesday coming back for the 2014. I want to remind everybody to tune in. It's gonna be good. We're gonna have Louis back, Mary. Everybody's gonna be back.
Yeah. Actually, you might want to tune in tomorrow night as we go ahead and just air a show with a set submitted by a whole lot of DJs.
Ooh, yeah.
Nationwide, worldwide. We got DJs out in Florida. We got DJs in Oregon.
Man.
We got DJs in Texas. Of course, New York. We got Brazil in the house. We got Italy.
Versatile Radio worldwide.
Yeah, if we just, you know, go live and just submit a set, that's because we're showing love to all our DJs nationwide. Worldwide, one love, baby. God bless.
In Hawaii? I bet in Hawaii.
We'll be right back. Versatile Radio, throwing it back.
Let's go.